Stitching the gap. AI and smart strategy reduce apparel returns. Enhance customer experience. Mark Vina, the apparel industry, has long grappled with high return rates, especially in the era of e-commerce. But a recent Reverse Logistics Association webinar pulled back the curtain on a growing shift in mindset and tactics. Retail giants like Gap and Nordstrom, as well as consultancies such as Raise the Bar, are now treating returns not as a cost of doing business, but as a strategic priority, with artificial intelligence playing a key supporting role. This article dives into the core insights from that conversation, exploring how brands are mitigating return volume, enhancing profitability, and maintaining customer satisfaction in one of retail's most complex categories. The scope of the problem. It starts with fit, as highlighted by Renee Baveneau, founder of Raise the Bar. The average apparel return rate hovers around 20-22%. That figure, although normalized by industry standards, conceals a critical truth. Many returns stem from avoidable problems, such as poor fit, unclear sizing standards, and inaccurate product representation. Baveneau challenged the industry's reliance on averages, calling for a shift towards SKU-level analysis and root cause understanding. She emphasized that nearly 70% of apparel returns are related to issues with fit and style. When customers guess their size or order multiple variations to try on a home, returns become inevitable and expensive. This insight lays the groundwork for a strategic imperative. Prevention is the key to profitability. Apparel returns are uniquely difficult. Kendra Welter of Nordstrom emphasized that, compared to categories like electronics or home goods, apparel returns are particularly challenging. Preferences vary widely. Seasonality and trend volatility mean that a dress might be in one month and obsolete the next. Furthermore, issues like wardrobing and counterfeit returns add layers of operational and financial strain. In short, apparel is perishable in both taste and value. As Welter put, returns are like avocados that go bad fast. If not managed with speed and precision, each return item risks becoming a loss. AI is powerful, but needs human guidance. AI emerged as a key enabler in reducing return rates. Tools like Returnalyze and NewMind help retailers analyze return behavior at the SKU level. AI also powers digital try-ons using body avatars, as seen in Old Navy's recent experiments. These applications aim to close the fit gap before the product even leaves the warehouse. But AI alone isn't enough. Baveneau warned that AI won't solve the fit problem unless paired with human intelligence and accountability. Retailers must integrate AI into a broader strategy that includes better design standards, accurate product images, and a feedback loop that incorporates customer return reasons into product planning. Heidi Ketchum from Gap Inc. backed this up, describing AI as a tool in an evolving journey rather than a one-and-done fix. Without strategy, AI becomes just another black box. Retailers are getting smarter, and stricter. One of the most significant shifts post-pandemic has been the reevaluation of return policies. Retailers are tightening return windows and introducing new rules around return conditions. Gap Inc., for example, once had return windows as long as 365 days. Now, most are capped at 30. Amazon and Target have begun charging for late returns. The aim isn't just to discourage abuse, but to better manage inventory and minimize the cost of reverse logistics. Retailers are also communicating return policies more clearly. According to Ketchum, over 60% of shoppers now review a brand's return policy before making a purchase. This data point makes return policy not just a back-end consideration, but a front-line part of the customer experience. Streamlining disposition with data when returns do happen, innovative disposition strategies are essential. Well, to describe how Nordstrom uses multiple channels: full-price resale, Nordstrom Rack, refurbishment, donation, and textile recycling to maximize value and minimize waste. Speed is critical. Items returned in season and in mint condition can be resold quickly and efficiently. Others may require minor refurbishment, such as stain removal or re-tagging. AI is also used here to forecast demand and identify optimal redistribution paths based on regional sell-through data and return trends. This combination of operational efficiency and sustainability not only recovers value, but aligns with consumer expectations around environmental responsibility. Fraud. The unspoken cost frauds and returns are another central pain point, whether it's returning counterfeit goods or wardrobing. These behaviors cut into margins and damage trust. But here, too, AI shows promise. Retailers are starting to utilize AI to identify suspicious patterns in return behavior, thereby helping prevent abuse without alienating legitimate customers. Still, it's a delicate balance. Overcorrecting could hurt loyal shoppers who simply want a fair return experience. The conductor's role. Coordination across teams, one of the most compelling metaphors from the webinar came from Gap Incorporated's Ketchum, who described her role as the middle school conductor of a complex orchestra. That metaphor captures a key challenge. Too many departments touch returns, logistics, customer service, merchandising, and sustainability, but no one owns it fully. Forward-thinking retailers are now establishing dedicated returns teams with a mandate to align all stakeholders around a shared goal, minimizing returns while preserving brand equity. This level of cross-functional alignment is crucial if AI is to be deployed effectively. Strategy must come first. Technology follows. The next chapter, benchmarks, culture, and collaboration looking ahead, the conversation around apparel returns is shifting from a reactive to a strategic approach. One of the strongest calls to action came from Heidi Ketchum, who emphasized the need for standardized metrics across the industry. Without clear benchmarks, she explained, it's difficult for brands to understand whether their return rates are acceptable or cause for concern. The lack of granular data, by category, by channel, by product type, means that many retailers are operating in the dark, unable to set meaningful goals or evaluate the impact of their initiatives. Kendra Welter from Nordstrom added another layer to the discussion, highlighting the increasing urgency around fraud. Returns fraud, including tactics such as wardrobing or counterfeit item swaps, continues to erode profitability in subtle yet significant ways. Yet, solving fraud remains a tricky balance. Retailers must deter abuse without making returns so complicated that they frustrate honest, loyal customers. What's needed are smarter, AI-driven tools that can quietly and precisely flag suspicious activity without disrupting the larger customer base. Bringing it all together, RLA's Tony Sciarrata suggested a cultural shift in how we think about returns. Rather than relying solely on penalties, such as restocking fees or shorter return windows, what if retailers began to offer discounts or benefits for non-returnable purchases? This carrot instead of stick approach mirrors models already used by airlines and hotels and could subtly encourage consumers to be more intentional in their buying decisions. Such incentives would need to be paired with better sizing tools and AI-driven fit prediction to be viable. Still, they open the door to rethinking returns not as a burden, but as an opportunity to build trust and engagement. Ultimately, reducing apparel returns is not just about deploying more technology. It's about redefining how brands engage with customers before, during, and after the sale. AI will undoubtedly play a key role, but only as part of broader, human-led strategy. Companies that treat returns as a strategic function, one that intersects customer experience, supply chain efficiency, and sustainability, will be best positioned to thrive in the evolving retail landscape. Because, ultimately, every return tells a story, and the retailers who listen and act will be the ones who lead. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nitto Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, Given Smart Tech Research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.